Welcome this beautiful weekend at the Jersey Shore to It's Your Money. I am Jean Isley, newly retired. David, you can't say that. Joined by our co-host, David R. Thierman, tax, estate, and nursing home attorney and all-around good guy. Good morning.
Good morning, Jean M. Isley. Good morning. I was telling Holly, Jean, I was talking to her a minute before the show started, our producer. I said, well, I'm in Florida this weekend. I get back Sunday night. I said, Monday morning, I'm going 110% because I'm doing phone calls, emails, so it's all good. But it's a busy life. It's a good situation. And Jean M. Isley, she's retired and busier than ever. David R. Thierman, I'm at the law office. And we're honored to be with you each and every weekend. We'll give you the latest financial news, estate planning news, nursing home tax news. We'll take your phone calls. We have a wonderful hour. We've been doing this for years. Jean M. Isley, David R. Thierman, Holly, our producer, and we're honored to be with you. During the hour, if you have a question, call, or comment, they won't make it if they mail it in, right, Jean?
No, it won't make it. Maybe for next week's show.
No, so it's best to call in during the hour.
Or you could actually stop by the studio and slide it under the door. We'll be happy
to take. That's right.
We'll take your questions.
We're just holding up on Route 9. The studio's on Route 9 as we're going to the radio studio.
That's
but
it.
I have a question this morning. 609-927-1100. That's 609-927-1100. And as always, if you have a difficult question, just preface it with I have a question for Jean M. Isley.
Thank you, David. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. What are radio partners here for?
What a buddy, what a pal. No, it's all good. We are here for you. As David said, we've been doing this for more than three decades, and we kind of know a little bit about what we speak. Maybe not everything, but a little, I would say. And David specializing in taxes, estates, nursing homes, situations, the sad parts of life, as well as preparing good things so that there are no fights and upsets at the end of the road. And I just want to underscore.
You know what I always say, Jeannie, what's nice in estate planning?
What's that?
Is you get to address what you want.
That's
with
it.
With your life savings, with your earnings. It can continue.
And
so just to give an example, we had mentioned this a few weeks ago, and then I had a client who had told me, had a friend with a relative who passed away in Spain, and it was $35,000 just to get started. But the difference between America and Spain is in Spain, your will is one-third. You can say what happens with one-third of your money. Spain tells you the other two-thirds go by what the politicians want.
Oh, gosh.
So they dictate you can only control one-third of your money by your will. In America, you can control all your assets.
That's true.
So you don't want to give up that possibility. Now, it's interesting. With the right to have a will, how many people pass away without a will? 58%.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So if you do not have a will, the laws put into place by the politicians, they say where your money goes. Your entire life savings goes by how the politicians enacted law. In Spain, you don't have the opportunity to direct two-thirds of your money. In America, you can direct all your money. So you might have worked hard and have wonderful relatives, but the idea is, it's interesting, Gene, someone told me the other week, if you don't use your money for some fancy dinners, your beneficiaries will.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
If you don't spend
the idea is
the heirs will.
Say, you know, I don't want anyone mishandling this money, I'm going to give out a certain amount each year for generations, or a certain amount each year for 10, 20, 30 years. I want my money to last beyond my passing day. So you have all those opportunities, and that's typically called for our listeners, a will with a testamentary trust, where you can, a lot of times we call it a sprinkle trust. It sprinkles out assets over time. And you can say whether it's 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, You can say whether it's 4% a year, and it goes from generation to generation, so your name lives on. You can say assets go to family members, friends, charities. And the lawyer says two things, Gene, when they hear how you want to leave your assets. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
So the good news is you can direct where your assets go, tell the lawyer who listens to the boss, which is you, and follows your direction, and have everything in order, which is a nice feeling that you can control your situation now and forevermore, Gene.
That's right. It's very important.
Yeah, I'm taking my assets with me, Gene.
Well, you're the first one to take the Brinks truck along in the procession. I don't think so, David.
Someone says, what's the lawyer doing? I'm taking him with me to the next life where I want to be. And someone says, what do you want to be in your next life, right?
Uh-huh. A lawyer.
I want to be Gene M.I.
No. David, we have Rick calling in with a question from Ocean City. Good morning, Rick. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have rental properties, and my friends all tell me that I have to protect myself by getting what's known as an umbrella insurance policy, I don't know exactly what that is and how it would help me.
Well, I'll tell you a couple of different things that you can think about. Rental properties are great to own. Are they in New Jersey?
Yes, they are.
Okay. It really doesn't matter what state.
One is in a trust.
One's in a trust.
One is in a trust.
What kind of a trust? Revocable, irrevocable?
It's a revocable trust.
Okay. Revocable trusts aren't that helpful in New Jersey. Irrevocable trusts are the way to go. But different states have different rules, and then we'll let David address it. But umbrella policies, and we've had an umbrella policy, my husband and I, for years. And the simple reasoning for that is we entertain a lot. And if, God forbid, somebody does something that we don't see or we don't realize that they've over-imbibed or, you know, whatever the case may be, and an accident results, then we're protected with the umbrella policy. But there's several different ways to go, including LLCs, limited liability corporations, to own the property. But that can get a little costly because of tax filing requirements, but it does limit. And, of course, look, Rick, let's be honest. Anybody can sue anyone for anything. So the best thing you can do is to protect yourself. Umbrella policies are inexpensive. The primary property insurer that you have could provide, I'm sure, some quotes on limited liability corporations. There's a couple things as far as how much do you want to insure for. Should you include several policy or several properties? Do they all have to be named and identified? Is an LLC more meaningful? And I think that depends on what your personal asset makeup is. But, David, what are your thoughts?
So let me ask you, Rick, with the rentals, do you do weekly rentals or annual rentals?
Weekly rentals.
Oh, boy.
The summer rentals.
Okay, so you have different people in there every week, okay?
Yes.
So I'll give you thoughts. I had one property in the gardens in Ocean City for about 4 or 5 years, which I rented out weekly rentals. I did a larger insurance policy just in case someone got hurt at the property. Because the danger is if someone gets hurt at one of your properties, they can sue you, and they would sue you for the worth of the property as well as your personal assets. So having ample insurance is always a good idea. Then what happens is some people, when you have multiple properties, hey, I've got multiple properties, different people in weekly at the different properties. If someone slips down the steps, I don't want to be sued with all my personal assets. So that's what Jeannie was saying. People do an LLC, a limited liability company. So if you have property North Shore and someone slips at the North Shore and the property is in an LLC, for the most part, they can sue against the property, but not against your personal assets. So sometimes people, if they have six properties, they have six different LLCs. So if anyone slips at any property, you can only sue that LLC, not the other five properties or your personal assets. So those are all possibilities. But that's
well,
the concern that you're going
that
to get
it would hurt
that
me tax-wise if I change my properties to LLCs.
What was
no,
that, Rick? We missed
speaking,
it.
Changing your properties to an LLC will not affect your taxes. Won't help you or hurt you for the most part, but there will be more filings. So when I only had one property, I didn't do an LLC. I just bought more insurance. But you could also address it with your accountant. You follow me?
Yes.
Have you had the properties a long time?
I was interested in getting $1 million worth of insurance with this umbrella. Does that seem like it's a sufficient amount?
I don't. Between us, I don't think so. I think someone falls down the steps, and they're going to need medical care for or suffering for life. I would look at the overall package, but $1 million doesn't strike me as sufficient between us.
Okay.
And again,
okay, but that's on the radio. Just wanted to give you a quick synopsis.
$1 million umbrella policy is really roughly a couple of maybe $300 a year. It's not a very expensive venture, but you do get the full protection. But again, as David said, you know, if someone has a severe accident or a severe fall or a severe injury, it could be terrible. So again, you want to take consideration of the values of the individual properties, where they're located, if you've had any issues in the past. But again, you can't foresee an accident coming. But you do know that if you've had exposure in the past, then you really want to get that protection sooner rather than later.
Would I include my own personal home under this umbrella policy?
No, you'd have your own individual home policy. The company okay. that writes your home policy could very well offer you insight into the cost for umbrella policies for the properties.
And just to give you a quick item, before you do all these LLCs, it pays you to sit down with your insurance agent, your property and casualty.
Definitely.
And see how much it would cost for each property to up the insurance in general on each particular property.
Because I do have insurance policies on each property individually.
Right, mm-hmm. But you would ask, if I up the amount of coverage, how much would it cost me extra? And then you get a price cost benefit.
That would be preferable to an umbrella policy?
Well, you're not at the umbrella yet. You would first look at your basic coverage before you do the
umbrella. Okay.
And an umbrella policy is basically an add-on, additional coverage for additional costs.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for the advice.
You're welcome.
We're always here for you.
You're welcome. Give us a call back if you need more guidance. We're here for you.
I sure will. You're always very helpful.
Well, thank you, Rick.
Oh, we appreciate you calling and listening.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.
I always listen.
Oh, good.
Thank you, sir.
Happy to hear that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, insurance can be tricky.
Jeannie, I had the other week, I can say anonymously, someone at a restaurant, owns a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And by definition, they're worried about lawsuits. Someone tripping in the parking lot. Someone having, you know, an employee, a situation in the place. So I oftentimes, before you do extra legal work, LLC, extra accounting work, talk to the insurance agent and get some ideas because sometimes add-on coverage, upping the amount, is not a significant expense.
Right, right. And I know we've had it for a long time just because of the fact that we do entertain so much during the summer and you know, we want to protect our guests as well. I mean, you know, if they're going to do something silly, then they're going to come after us. I would hope not, but you just want to protect yourself at all costs.
Yeah. And you have guests, Gene. I have no guests, so I don't have that. Okay?
You don't even have squirrels. But you do have bunnies.
I have this. By the way, you know what I need from my listeners?
What?
You know how we give advice? I need advice back.
What?
So I have a little property in Florida.
Right.
And you know what the cutest thing ever, Gene?
What?
Is when ducks come by a pool, okay?
Right.
That's so cute. Until they also go to the bathroom by the pool. So the question of the day is, how do you keep ducks away from your yard?
Did you cover the pool? Is it a screened
in? No.
Oh, it's not screened in.
No, but I bought a new grill, Gene.
Oh, God.
And I bought a French cooking book.
French and grill. Wait a minute.
No, I didn't. Someone's going to call and say that was a bad joke.
Yeah, French cooking book with a grill, an outdoor grill. That's good, David. I don't think they.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think they go together.
Yes, but I do have ducks in the yard. I don't know what to do. I was going to put. I thought if I put duck feed in the neighbor's yard.
Oh, that's nice.
That's joke number two. Okay.
Well, you could always get one of those yard ornaments that flails around and.
Yes, twirls or makes noise.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
yeah, well, my wife said I could stay out in the yard all night.
Go
that
play
was the
with,
other plan.
Go play with the ducks, right?
Yes. Well, and someone says, why did we get on this topic? Well, if you would ask me what taxes are being cut by New Jersey, New York, Maryland, the answer is none.
Right.
So it's a quick topic. Have
you heard what Pennsylvania was?
For the tri-state area. The good news is we're looking for growth in the states everywhere outside of New York. So with tax hike after tax hike proposed in New York, quite frankly, on the real estate side, we had Rick, you know, calls rents, does the weekly rentals. New Jersey real estate, I've seen the clients, Gene, has been strong. Delaware real estate has been strong. Pennsylvania real estate, once you get out of Philadelphia, has been strong. So the thought that people would stay in New York for the foreseeable future and see if taxes are going to go down is not looking good. So helping out the states where people would move to from New York.
I saw a clip on the news that the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, is after telling New Yorkers to get on a bus and get the heck out because they were complaining about things. Now she's begging them, addressing everybody in Palm Beach, please come back to New York. We need high net worth individuals to support our social programs. So that's a good incentive. I'm going to go back and just keep giving you more tax money so that you can give it away. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm staying in Florida.
You know what happens, Gene, by the way, and we don't get into the politics in New York, but the idea is rather than give money away,
mm-hmm.
Give people a purpose, give them jobs.
Exactly.
So you want to lift the people up, not by giving a check, by giving a job and a purpose. And then those people can contribute to their own family and then also contribute to the other people in the community. So the idea is you want people to get jobs and to be taxpayers, not just to be receiving checks.
That's right. That's right.
So we're here and we'll always keep you up to date because every state will be different, and you have to keep an eye on the different situations. You've seen a lot in the news, people moving from California to the Miami area.
Oh, boy.
Because California's been thinking about a wealth tax. Mm. And the thought in California is, well, we're only going to tax you once. And the idea is, well, if you tax them once, they're going to take 5% of your money. That's not going to fix anything. They're going to tax you again. So you've had the founders of Google, the founder of Facebook, all have recently bought properties in the Miami area, Miami, Florida, because Florida does not have those taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You see Delaware, which is the sixth fastest growing state in the United States, because Delaware has a relatively low income tax, has no sales and use tax, and also has very low property taxes. And I just mentioned, Gene, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, the sales and use tax.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the ferry from New Jersey to Delaware,
no,
you buy the iron. I like to iron clothes, Gene. It makes me relax. You don't pay sales tax in Delaware, but once you use it in New Jersey, you have to pay tax because it's called a sales and use tax. So it's
mm-hmm.
not just where you buy it. It's where you use the item.
And
so
have you
buy the
have
iron
you
in
check?
Delaware, you should plug it in Delaware.
I want to know how much tax you've paid.
In Delaware.
How much tax have you paid?
Over 6%, Gene. But
yeah, Division of Taxation from Delaware is going to be reaching out to you this week. We
yeah.
want that iron usage.
To Delaware. Have you noticed, Gene, if you take the ferry now, everyone coming back has an iron.
No, they don't.
Because we talked about, but you know, kidding aside, it is interesting. I have a sweet client, and she calls me and she says, "You know, David, it's so interesting. If I go to a restaurant, I purchase an item. If $5 is $5. It's not $5.30, 33 cents. It's so nice not to have always that little add-on. They get used to having no sales and use tax in Delaware.
Crazy. Did you see what Pennsylvania's bannying about? They're talking about doing away with property taxes, but they're going to increase the sales tax and the income tax to pay the differential. But no more property.
Here's the key. I was going to say, Jeannie, on tax planning, life gets more expensive, whether it be the supermarket, the tolls, your property taxes, your income tax, your sales and use tax. Save, save, save. Frugal, frugal, frugal is how you get ahead.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Yep. You have to save. No one, and I always say you can save for college. You can get a college loan. You can save for a house. You can get a mortgage. But you have to save for retirement because no one out there on the planet has a retirement funding program. It's all on you. So before anything, you should be putting a plan in place for yourselves, you and your spouse, you and whomever, to put monies aside for your retirement every week, whether you put it into your company's provided plan, which gives you tax benefits in most cases, whether you put it into an IRA, a Roth IRA, if you qualify. And again, there are qualifications for Roth funding, so be aware of that. And you've got to be able to plan for yourself for retirement. No one will finance retirement. And I've been saying this my entire career, that you don't think about it as you go through your daily, your weekly bills, you're writing checks out. You've got to pay yourself too. And that's the best way to do it. So it's crazy.
And also at the bottom of the hour, Gene, the person who goes to the office still, Gene M. Isley visits me at the office, my telephone number during the week.
That's right.
You can reach David R. Thierman.
You can reach him at his law offices right on New Road, Route 9 in Summers Point. And you can reach him at 609-653-6003. It's funny, I was at our offices, my old office yesterday. It was fun seeing clients in and out, coming in and out. And it's really amazing not to have to go to work anymore. And we were at dinner last night, met a couple people that she was telling me about how she works for the school system and cooks lunches a couple hours a day, just a couple hours a day, but she goes in and helps cook. It was interesting to hear her saga, and she's enjoying herself doing it. But you can also be a temporary and just get positioned, periodically. It doesn't pay you much, but it keeps you out and about, right? Gives you a reason to get up in the morning. Not that I need any more reasons, because I haven't stopped since I retired. It's crazy. So it's time to go refill your coffee cup or your tea cup. And David, jelly donut break for you.
That's it. Double jelly donut. So it'll be an exciting next half hour.
Yeah, sugar charge. You're not going to stop. And our beautiful producer, Holly, is going to oversee taking us out at the knees. No. So there are times I think she'd like to. We're going to talk about what's going on in the economy and what to be looking for the coming few months. And we'll be right back with your questions and your comments. Welcome back to It's Your Money. I am Jean Isley, formerly a financial advisor for a few decades, joined by our co-host David R. Thierman, tax, estate, and nursing home attorney. And we are here for you for the next half hour. Anything on your mind? Anything you like a little guidance with? Just wanted to take a minute and address what's going on geopolitically. It's crazy. You just heard troops are headed to Iran, but no troops will be on the ground. Let's hope there won't be any on the ground. But, I can't tell you how many presidents have gone before and talked about doing just this and threatening Iran to pull back and stop focusing on nuclear engagement and involvement. And now all of a sudden, here we are. We're doing it. So I don't know. It's a crazy world. People have just power hungry, goals and objectives. And there's got to be some way that we can take a look at the world peace. You know, the famous saying, what do you want world peace? They ask all the beauty contestants, you know, what do you want to see happen? World peace. Well, that's what we all aim for, is world peace. You don't want to have to be worried about being nuked by some crazy country or some crazy power.
You have a bad actor, Gene. You really, Iran has Lebanon. They used to call my wife's, my wife is from Italy. Her father was a captain, a pilot, captain for Alitalia, the Italian airline.
Mm-hmm.
And when he flew back in the 70s, the 60s, the early 80s, so what would happen is they would fly Italy to Beirut. And Beirut was considered the Paris of the Middle East.
Wow.
Beirut was a prosperous country. Well, Beirut, terrorist groups have been supplied by one country, Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Iran destabilizes Iraq. Iran destabilizes Yemen, all its neighbors. You have a bad actor causing problems.
Right.
So if you were to say, as an American, where can you go and visit? You wouldn't be, in the past years, going to Iran where the parties are death to America for 47 years.
Exactly.
You have a problem. So it's a very difficult time, like you said, Gene, but addressing a problem, while it's not something anyone would want, it's something needed to be done because it would only get worse and fester. So it's sort of, I always say, like a wound on your leg. You treat it. It might hurt in the beginning, but in the long run, it's better for mankind, womankind. And also, you know, just a thought, while someone's saying, oh, they're having a bad day, no. The troops in harm's way. So I didn't watch any of this Oscar bit, Gene, the movies.
No.
Okay? But guess what? I didn't hear that one soul said, please remember your troops in your prayers and thoughts. Ones who have been killed, ones who have, you know, are in the hospital now, and ones who are out there around the world protecting America.
Right.
Did you hear anyone give thanks to those people who give us freedom, Gene?
No, I didn't watch it, so I couldn't tell you.
I didn't watch it either, but I'm just saying, you understand the thought. So each day when I get up, I try to minimize my taxes, I work hard, I'm in early, stay late. You know what the answer is? In America, I have that liberty and freedom because of those that came before me, our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, who worked hard, stood on the front line for our country. And today, the young men and women who are there for our country, and we give thoughts and prayers, they're in our hearts and minds every moment.
That's true. They sure are. And their families.
Yes.
It was.
So meanwhile, like you say, on Wall Street, Wall Street's tumbly-turvy, but the answer is be frugal. We'll get through this. But the answer is we like to think the world will be a better place.
Well, we just pray for it. You pray for it. And, you know, it's interesting. Iran, they play a limited role in the global economy beyond oil production. And, you know, we don't need their oil. The U.S. is now outproducing them with oil output and natural gas, too, the LNG, liquid natural gas. So there's a lot to be said for the fact that we're protecting our shores, but we're protecting the world's shores as well. And, you know, we've always been there for the world. And it was interesting, the reaction of the NATO nations, that they didn't want to come on board initially. Well, you know, hello, NATO, who's been supporting your countries all these years. Now we ask for a little help and they're going to balk? Interesting. It's another interesting fact that the Standard & Poor's 500 stocks generate less than 2% of the total revenue from the Middle East. Therefore, you've got market pressures, more short-term reaction to the geopolitical headlines. And, you know, we take a look at the fundamentals of what's going on, not just the technical movement, but the fundamentals. Lift the hood, check under the hood, what is actually going on. And when this all is over, we're going to see oil prices plummet, and we will see them plummet. You know, they shot up. They're still not the $5 that we had a couple years ago. people have short memories when it comes to that. But, you know, you're seeing $3.80, $3.90. It's going to be over $4 before you know it. But once this conflict starts to wind down, you will see them drop. And it was funny. I made a stop the other day. I get gas usually once a week. And I like to go to Sunoco for our gas. So I'm across the street, and I figured, well, I'm on the wrong side of the street, so instead of crossing 5 lanes of traffic to get to the gas station, I'll run my errands and come back. So I looked at the billboard, and it said $3.79 for a gallon of regular gas. Okay, $3.79. So I go up, do a half an hour's worth of errands, and as I'm coming back down the other side of the roadway, it's now at $3.89. So in 20 minutes, it went up 10 cents a gallon. I could have kicked myself, but it was funny. I thought that was, boy, talk about taking advantage in a quick fashion. They sure did. But again, we're going to see gas prices come down considerably once there's a calming in this whole effect of the Iran impact. And there will be. There will be a calming at some point. You know, you're looking at also, we had the Fed speak this week, and as predicted, Powell said he's not going to do anything with interest rates to help the economy. He's just going to leave them alone. So he's out in May. His last meeting is in May, and his term is up. He'll most likely stay on the Board of Governors, which he's entitled to do, and he'll have less impact on the overall movement of interest rates, but we'll see what happens at that point. So, again, the conflict is going to affect the path of rate cuts. We think it's going to be brief and energy-driven. There's going to be a slight uptick in inflation due to this. But again, when you see this start to wind down, and it's not expected to be a protracted event, believe me, that you will see prices start to come back under control and things will normalize. So,
well,
it's Jeannie,
when you look at the long picture,
right, David,
you have Venezuela, okay? Venezuela, who basically the government had been running the oil industry into the ground. So there's, you know, now with Venezuela and the USA working on a better path, the hope and the prediction would be that Venezuela ultimately will be more energy producing, and that also in the Middle East, you won't have a rogue country threatening everyone.
Right.
So in the long run, you should see a better situation. Meanwhile, Gene, it's interesting, you had mentioned about Governor Hochul from New York had mentioned that, you know, we'd like everyone to come back from Palm Beach, okay?
Right.
Yeah, some other country did the same situation trying to get taxpayers. You know who that was this week?
Who was that?
It's the same marketing plan. Ready? Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cuba was like, oh, all you people have made money in America. You can come back. We'll let you have private property.
Right, right.
Yeah, so everyone wants the people back from Florida. So Governor Hochul from New York wants them back from Palm Beach. And the dictator in Cuba wants him back from Miami.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be so quick to do that.
It's a week on the tax front. And as an estate tax lawyer, we don't see any big moves back to New York or Cuba just for our listeners. Okay?
No, I don't think. No, not as long as there's a Castro in charge. That's not going to happen.
And want to remind you real quickly, phone numbers. My law office during the week, Gene M. Isley has my law office, and then the phone number for the show. I'll let Gene does the numbers better than I do.
Oh, I do? That's because I remember them. You can reach David at his law offices. In fact, you know, before we get into the swing of spring and summer, just button up everything at the house. Get your insurances reviewed. Get your documents reviewed. If you have a will, it may be 20, 30 years old, take it out and read it. If you haven't read it, if you haven't looked over it in the last 3 or 5 years, do so. Because oftentimes we see where, you know, my favorite saying is that in-laws become outlaws. And you want to be sure that you've got the right people in positions of power that you're dealing, you know, that you've appointed, that they still hold the values that you honored in them when you named them initially. If there's been undue influence, do they have a good marriage, a bad marriage? Do they have a drinking problem, a drug problem? Do they have someone in their family that could influence them in an unacceptable way as far as you're concerned? So there are a lot of things to be considering when you have your documents drawn, and especially the power of attorney. The general durable power of attorney is the most important document, in my opinion, that we have while we're breathing. It controls everything. If you're unable to manage for a short term or a long term, the will kicks in when you're gone. You've made your final wishes and you're gone. Now it's time to see those wishes carried out. And you hope that your executor or executrix will do so. They have to. They should anyway. But you want to make sure that everything is addressed properly in the power of attorney first. Then you take a look at the living will that puts your family in charge instead of the hospital and the doctors. And then the will. So if you've got issues that you want to address in the existing documents you have, get a sticky pad out. Don't ever write on your original documents. Never, ever write on your original documents. And just make notes on the sticky pad and put it by the paragraph that you want to update. And then when you're all ready, just give David's office a call and get the documents drafted, redrafted, and you're set to go. You've got nothing to worry about. Enjoy the summer. But we want to make sure that you've got everything covered before anything happens, God forbid. So you can reach David at his law offices at 609-653-6003. And, David, we have Jonathan calling this morning from Ocean City. Good morning, Jonathan.
Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I have a question. Yeah, thank you. My children are getting correspondence from a place called or a group. I don't know what the – that's why I wanted to ask you. Have you ever heard of New Jersey Ready, some type of government – thing that they send out to people? Have you ever heard of that? New Jersey Ready, R-E-A-D-Y? Yes, it's some kind of plan that if you want to participate in it, they're giving you an opportunity. But that's
thinking,
the name of
I'm
it.
And I've heard of Jersey Ready from utility companies.
No, this is for investing.
No, I have not heard of that.
So I'm in a tax and estate lawyer. I have not seen, you know, New Jersey Ready investment. Let me see here. Bear with me.
There is
Retire Ready.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I'm sorry. I don't have the sheet in front of me. I'm just trying to go off of memory. Maybe that's what it is. It has a address in Pennsylvania.
Of course.
I wasn't quite sure. It says retire.
That's how ready New Jersey is.
Right. So I'm not sure what that's all about, but I wish I had the paper in front of me. But I guess that's what it is. What did you say again?
Retire ready.
Right.
So, you know what, Jonathan?
You know the skinny on that?
I'm going to look into it this week for you, and I will have something to say about it next weekend. But
yeah,
you
can invest your money through New Jersey.
Yeah.
So the estate tax lawyer is a little skeptical.
I'm a lot skeptical.
they've done so with the Pennsylvania address.
That's the best part.
I'll try to find the sheet. I'll give a ring back next week. All right, thank you.
All right, I'll do some checking on it, and what I come up with, I'll find. If you find anything different, Jonathan, let us know next weekend, and we'll.
Yeah, Gene. So Gene will look into New Jersey Retire Ready, but as we said, the estate tax lawyer is a little skeptical, seeing how New Jersey runs its budget so far.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, again, the new governor gets into office and says that we're spending too much money. And what's the first thing she does is sign a budget that increases spending by $3 billion. I forget it. I have no more comment about it. People just, you know, you look at what comes in your checkbook. You look at what goes out your checkbook. If you're overspending, you're going to be bouncing checks all over the place. Well, guess what? That doesn't mean that I get to go tap on my neighbor's door and say, hey, you need to give me more money. My checkbook's empty. You know, cut it out.
Have any of your bills gone down, Gene, under the new administration?
Nothing.
So the key is the only way to minimize your bills is, you know, as we said before, they should really call it be frugal, frugal, frugal.
Exactly.
And save like the dickens. It's interesting, Gene, with the difficult stock market at the moment. In the old days, what I would always do is I would go to work extra hours and make a few extra dollars to invest, because it's a good time always to invest.
Right.
And I was thinking, I'm going to put in extra time. It's like, no, I'm going to put in the normal time. At this point in my career, I don't want to be there till midnight, but I used to stay till midnight, work extra hours, because if you've got a few dollars to invest for the long run, when there's dips,
absolutely,
the world does go in cycles.
Absolutely, it does. 100%. David, we have Anonymous calling with an estate planning question. Good morning.
Good morning, Gene. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Enjoy
Good
your
morning,
show.
Sir.
Thank you for calling.
Get a lot of information from your show.
Well, thank you.
I have a question for David, and Gene, you can jump in if you want to.
Okay.
David, a member of my family wants to borrow some money. A large amount of money.
Oh, boy.
Now, I didn't want to just give it to him by word of mouth and everything else. I wanted a contract, a legal contract. Do you do something like that? Can you prepare something like that for me?
Sure. So here's the couple options. Ready?
Yes, sir.
So
first, say no.
Money, yes, we can do a financial transaction between family members. If you loan money, okay, the IRS has what they call the applicable federal rate. You have to charge interest. And the IRS gives you a rate each month, depending on how long the loan will be. That interest has to be charged. You can always forgive it, but the note has to have interest on it. The next question is, if it's an IOU, okay, do you want any security? Do you want to lean on property, or it's just going to be, you know, an obligation of the person?
Right.
And the next thought is, if the money's not paid by the time when we pass away, does it reduce his or her share? So there's a few thoughts, but it's commonly done.
Okay.
But you have
to daughter and son-in-law, and, you know, I'd like to help them out, and we can help them out, but like I had a discussion with my wife, I need something, a legal document that says, hey, you're going to pay this back, not just, oh, thanks, and, you know.
Well, I guess here's my question, ready for this, which always, do you have other children?
Yes, I do.
Because one concern is, yes, you know, one child's getting a loan, the others aren't.
Right.
What happens if the child starts to have, maybe has a health issue, has an economic issue, loses their job, and they start not paying? That's where you have to, what's going to be the next step? David, am I going
to
sue my
child, or am I just going to reduce their share? Because we have a son and a daughter, and I'm saying, if you're going to loan this money there, then what happens to the one on the right? They're entitled to money also.
Right.
But they're not asking for it right now.
Right.
Exactly. So you gotta give it thought, because you want to be fair to everyone. But yes,
correct,
as part of estate planning, you give it lots of thought, because the person who wants the money, I mean, they don't mean badly, but they're thinking we just need the money. But it does have more factors than that to figure it. You're correct. We can always have a nice conversation. I've been doing this many years, and this question comes up often.
Well, guess what? I feel confident that I called the right person.
Yes, you did.
Well, here's the good news. I'll always tell you this. I can give you your options, but I always say the smartest person in the room is you, because once you know the options, you discuss it with your wife. And I've done estate planning for 30-plus years. I'll give you all the details, all the options, so you, as the boss, can make the right decision, you and your wife. Okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I have your office number, 653-6003.
That's
Jesus,
it.
Put that out before, so.
Yes.
You have to call and make an appointment. Do you have evening hours?
Yes. Yeah, so I'll do like five. In the old days, I used to have evening hours. Now my last appointment will be 5 o'clock. So I have dinner.
I'll bring you a Big Mac and French fries.
What's that?
Yes. And I'm right on Route 9 in Summers Point. It'll be a pleasure.
Okay, we'll call your office Monday now because today's Saturday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And once again, enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
You have a lot of valuable information, both you and Gene.
Well, thank you very much.
Anyone that doesn't listen to this show on a Saturday morning and they'd rather listen to that fishing report, they're missing out.
Well, that fishing report comes on before us, and boy, is he's a nice man. Nice man. Yeah, I enjoy that on my ride in.
Have a great weekend.
You do the same, and good luck with this.
Appreciate you taking my call.
Always. We're honored to do so.
It's our pleasure. You know what happens, Jeannie? I always say, making a living in a small town, how blessed are we, Jeannie?
Oh, we are blessed, definitely.
It's a good life, isn't it?
You know, it's funny, you alluded to the days when you did work nights. You and I used to work evening hours for many, 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 many years. And, you know, I was in the business for 50 plus years. And you look back at how you get started. And first of all, for me in an industry that's predominantly male dominated, it was, you know, you have to put in the extra hours to survive. And, you know, we would be up and down the parkway, you and I, doing seminars and workshops and the days we went to Tom's River every Thursday for, 8 to 8, I think it was, were the hours. And it was crazy. Sure. I mean, we had very, very full days and weeks and even weekends. And, you know, you look at what you gave up to be able to make a living for yourselves and your family. And I know you weren't at the basketball games that you wanted to be at, and you weren't at the soccer games and all. And you know, there's so much family side that we gave up. And now, you know, you get to the point where I want to start to take advantage of family, and they forget who I am. Not really.
It's interesting, Jean. We'll be out with couples, and sometimes, you know, the wife will be saying, you know, my husband worked hard as can be, but made sure he was always home for dinner. Well, in estate law, tax law, I was never home for dinner.
No.
Because if someone was ill, someone was passing away, someone had an emergency, I was at the office that evening. Just
right.
The way it was when you're building an office. And when I started coming home for dinner later in, you know, as the children were older, first I had to remind them I'm their father, okay, Gene?
That's right.
But my son, Philip, would ask, you know, is everything okay?
Yeah, why are you home?
Why are you home?
Right.
Are you going to make a living?
Don't you have to go back to work?
I wasn't sure whether the kids wanted me at dinner, Gene, or back at the office.
Right. Right. Mm,
oh, we're
crazy.
No, we're very fortunate. Very fortunate.
We are.
And, you know, these are beautiful towns, Gene.
They are.
Whether it be Cape May County, Absecon Island, Long Beach Island, you know, the different Toms River areas, Egg Harbor Township. You can hop, skip, and jump from a food store to a hardware store to an office, your medical care.
Yeah.
You can get out and about pretty easy. We're very fortunate.
We sure are. It's crazy what you see when you travel. It's, I don't know. And even, I'll tell you, recently, last summer was brutal with some of the shore visitors. So if you're coming down here, you're coming down here to enjoy it and relax. Don't bring in a crazy attitude and screaming and yelling at people. We don't like that here. We're laid back and kind of just nice to each other, right?
So, Jean, you're going to enjoy the beautiful weather today? And
absolutely.
Holly said she's going to be out and about.
Absolutely. Going to get out. I've got a few errands this morning and some shopping to do. And, boy, the hour goes fast, doesn't it? We've got about 3 minutes left. And I don't know where the time goes, David. Before you know it.
It does. It goes quickly. If you want to reach my law office during the week.
You can reach him.
Gene had said.
And
Gene
he'll be back at work this week. You can reach David's office at 609-653-6003. And we'll be back here next weekend to keep you on the right path. You know, there's some volatility in the markets that we're seeing. Considerable volatility. And I mean, it's sometimes it's enough to put you on your ear, but just don't panic. There's no reason for panic. We know what's causing it, and we know what's going to bring it to an end. And it will come to an end, and we think that things are going to be better on the other side. So just ride out the markets. You know, if you bought something at, as I say, $50 a share, and it's at $35 right now, and the fundamentals haven't changed, There's nothing wrong with adding a little more to it if you want it for the long term. Take a look at your portfolio. In fact, what you can do, what we talked about yesterday when I stopped by my old office, you know, what do I need? Are there any losses that I can put in the bank and take to have to offset gains that I know we're going to see the rest of this year? So there are things to be doing. You can make lemonade out of the lemons. So we will keep you on the right path. Don't panic. Get your documents in order. Take time to go through them, please, while before you get busy with summer. It's always best to start the summer season with everything under control, right? That's we say all the time. Just review your documents, review your portfolios. Stay on top of it. David, any closing comments?
I want to thank you for guiding the ship, Gina Misley.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Have a great and a safe flight back. And I heard this morning that the Fort Lauderdale Airport at 5:30 this morning for Allegiant Airlines, there were zero lines at the TSA. The client breezed right through and wanted me to be able to present that on the air for you. So that's a crazy Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, the lawyers, they send me to the back of the line.
So well, that's a
it's
good,
not an issue.
It's a good spot for you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. David, we'll see you in studio next weekend. And have a great weekend. Take advantage of this gorgeous weekend weather here at the Jersey Shore. Be safe. We'll see you again.